This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. In this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach, we're going to talk about something that's unbelievably important to your entire sales presentation. And you know what it is? It's the first 10 seconds. Yes, that first 10 seconds can either land you a deal or lose you a deal. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to see what else you can do to improve your closing percentage. So let's get started. Right, it's so important that you make the first 10 seconds count. Here's the situation. Let's talk about a fictitious salesperson called Stan. Stan always felt uncomfortable in those first few minutes when meeting prospects for the first time. He sensed that his prospects felt the same way when he met them. He wondered how his anxiousness affected his prospects and what impact it had on his sales calls and his income. Let's analyze that. You've heard this 1 million times, I'm sure, but it's true. You've really only got 7 to 10 seconds when first meeting someone to make a favorable impression. People will form an impression of you when you first meet them, and if that impression is anything less than perfect, well, you start out with one foot in a hole, making it difficult to move on, gain rapport and credibility. So, statistics show, what's more, that an unfavorable first impression will reduce your chances of doing the business by greater than 90%. So, making a favorable impression is one of those areas in selling where a slight edge can make a huge difference. So, here's a solution to it. To refine and polish your first impression, there are several things that you need to remember. Firstly, do your homework ahead of time and find out what your prospect's behavioral style is and, if appropriate, something about that person that you can actually ask them about. Point two, where appropriate, send a note or call in advance to confirm the appointment. Point three, be on time. Point four, dress properly for the occasion, but err on the side of being slightly overdressed. The next point is to use their name when introduced. A person's name is their most favourite word. Plus, it will help you remember it later if you use it. Match their handshake and frequency of eye contact. Remember, body language is about 55% of rapport. Keep an appropriate distance. Usually 4 to 5 feet is best. Perhaps risk it a little, you might get a metre apart. But don't get too close. And finally, stand erect. Leaning in slightly. Too upright is interpreted as confrontational and can be intimidating. But most of all, don't forget to smile and be yourself. Right, now let's talk about how we might be able to increase our closing percentage. Since closing rates generally are in the 15 to 20% range across the country, one of the biggest concerns that management and salespeople alike have is the desire to increase closing rates. Although there's several reasons for this problem, one of the most overlooked is the tendency for people to simply make proposals without knowing what will happen when the prospect gets the proposal. Honestly, this is like rolling the dice and hoping for the best. If you want to analyze this, the traditional focus on closing has been to make sure we ask for the business. Memorize a few good closes or some other tactic. We've been told that we must qualify, make a presentation, and then close. We think that this approach makes little sense and puts a salesperson at a distinct disadvantage. Many salespeople don't want to appear pushy, so they act subservient. They'd rather make a friend than make a sale. They feel that if they ask for commitment, it will sound tricky, salesy, and they may not like the answer. It's easy to see that old habits are hard to break. So here's a solution. You have a right to get a commitment from your prospect before you reward them with a presentation. Think of it as trading a proposal for a decision. Try saying something like this before you make a presentation. Assuming you're totally convinced that our solutions will fix these problems for you and the investment is within the parameters we've already discussed, what would happen at that point? If you get a positive response, then all you've got to do is to deliver. If you get something other than a positive response, chances are you've failed to qualify properly. And if you don't like the prospect's answer, well, what's the point of making a presentation anyway? So don't be scared. Seek a commitment. If you're going to work on the solution for a client, ask them up front, if I do this work and it meets your requirements and it suits your budget, are you likely to proceed? If you don't ask, you don't get. You're not being salesy, you're not being pushy, you're not being sneaky. You're just doing an honest-to-goodness trade for the services that you're offering. That concludes this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Don't forget, you can get on our mailing list, mondaysalescoach.com, and every episode will be sent to your inbox over the weekend so you can start the week on fire and ready to sell. This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli. Thank you so much for connecting and listening and being a part of our team of sales champions. Get out there, pledge, get an answer from your prospect. If you can answer their solution or their problem with your solution, then trade before you make a presentation. Bye for now.